From out of the West comes Red Rider, America's famous fighting cowboy.
There's trouble brewing down Shawnee Way, so ride, Little Beaver. Prod that pony.
You betcha. Get him up, Papoose. Get along. Get.
Come on, Thunder. Hit that trail.
The Adventures of Red Rider. Before Red Rider gallops into action, here's a way to get the whole family moving fast in the morning. Just make that breakfast toast with fresh and tasty Langendorf bread. First of all, Langendorf bread makes toast so golden brown and crispy, so tender and delicious, that it starts your day with a smile. And while you're saying, but it's good, you're helping yourself to extra energy for the long day's work. Yes, sir, because Langendorf bread gives you those big 1-2 energy values. Vitamin B1, without which you cannot feel your energetic best, and dextrose, world's greatest quick energy food. Yes, folks, you can't beat fresh and tasty Langendorf bread for tasty toast, delicious tempting sandwiches, and downright good eating. It tastes so good, stays deliciously fresh so long, that baking experts judged it America's finest. So for goodness sake, and for energy's sake, make America's finest bread your daily bread. Get fresh and tasty Langendorf bread at your grocer's tomorrow. The town of Elkhorn and the territory it was in, now a part of the Union, with Rocky Kilbane standing trial before a U.S. judge for his crimes throughout the whole Elkhorn district, Red Rider, America's fighting cowboy, once more rides the windswept trails across the western prairies, avenging wrongs, bringing the lawless to justice. And with him always is his faithful Indian pal, Little Beaver. As we join them today, they're not far distant from the frontier town of Shawnee.
You think maybe we ride a wild goose chase, Red Rider?
Now, that's something, Little Beaver, which remains to be proved. Ching Hao certainly seemed upset after receiving that letter from his cousin in Shawnee.
Ching Hao, him always upset. Him always think of someone get him in trouble.
Well, Little Beaver, if those shots are coming from Lu Sin's restaurant down the street, then Ching Hao knew what he was talking about. Shake up that pinhole and we'll find out.
Get him up, Papoose! Get along! Get!
Start making tracks, boy. Head right for that trouble. Come on, Thunder.
What's your matter? What for? What for? You all the time make a trouble, Mr. Fargo.
I'll trouble you, you lazy hair slinger. Why don't you go back where you come from?
We don't want to go back. We like them heap here in America.
Oh, yeah. Well, we got no room for outsiders like you and Shawnee, understand?
Yeah. We understand all lie, but we good citizen. All the same as anybody else.
Yeah. Hey, sir. How about making them dance? If they stay here, they might as well do something we enjoy.
You're right, Fargo. Now dance, you bimbos.
Ashamed of yourself. Stop picking on those poor men.
Sorry, Miss Betty, but suppose you just take care of the women's auxiliary and let the men of this town take care of the politics. Come on, you two, start dancing.
Hey, who done that? Who's the sidewinder that shot my gun out of my hand? I'll tear him apart.
Well, start tearing, mister. If you'd rather try with your gun, I'd be glad to see that you get it back.
Yeah. Who are you? What right you got sticking your nose in where it ain't wanted?
Who said it wasn't wanted?
As long as you're butting in, mister, I got a couple of chips I'd like to throw into this game.
Sorry, friend, but it looks like this will be a high-limit game, and I've got a hunch the only chips you've got are yellow ones.
And that's your first mistake. This will be your second.
Maybe this time two wrongs will make a right. Now, you'd better get up and dust yourself off before I decide to do the dusting for you.
Come on, Acer. We got other ways of handling coyotes like this.
You certainly taught those ruffians a lesson.
Yeah, you betcha.
I'm afraid it wasn't enough of a lesson, miss. That kind needs to learn the hard way. Oh, I beg your pardon. My name's Ryder, Red Ryder, and this is my partner, Little Beaver.
I'm delighted, Mr. Ryder. I'm Betty Hopkins. My father operates the bank.
Well, Miss Hopkins, when I get through with what brought me here, I may be calling on you. Right now, if you'll excuse me, I've got a lot of unfinished business. Come along, Little Beaver.
Me coming.
Which one of you men is Lu Xin?
Oh, Lu Xin. Yeah, my name. I call it Lu Xin.
Fine. I'm Red Ryder. Your cousin, Ching Hao, works at our spread as cook.
Yeah. Ching Hao, Sam, you catch some plenty trouble.
Yeah, yeah. All the time we catch him nothing but the trouble, see? You may be so lucky come inside. We may be talk to you all about it. Oh, maybe so you hungry. We catch him heap chop chop. Plenty good chop for you while we make all the same talking.
Now, there's a man right after Little Beaver's heart. That's the best offer we've had since we've hit this saddle stop. So how about taking it up before they change their minds, huh? Still a mystery to me, Lu Xin. I can't see why, after living here all these years, people in Shawnee should suddenly turn against you.
Oh, you savvy? You savvy? They say we're not a good American.
Oh, we're very good American. Work hard, save money, put them in a bank. No, understand.
Yeah. Who was that maverick picking on you when I rode into town?
Oh, him. His name, Fargo Vixen. Yeah, he all the time run Faro game in his Silver Saddle Cafe.
You look him like big crook who cheat him customers, all right.
Lou, is there any reason Fargo would want you to sell out and move away? Any way he might benefit?
Oh, no can he think of a lesion, see? He now own him biggie piece of property. No need our cafe for another store?
Certainly he's not doing it for nothing. All this business of calling you foreigners and demanding that you go back where you belong is just a front for something underhanded he's up to.
Yeah. Everybody here in America, him foreigner. Everybody but Indian brave.
You're right as rain, son. You hit the nail right on the thumb.
Right, I do. Oh, very funny. Oh, hit the nail right on the thumb. Oh, very funny.
You might as well laugh now, my friend, because I think before we get through here, this town's going to be blown wide open with gun smoke.
Acer, come here. I want to talk to you.
Sure, boss. You don't look like you'll enjoy talking much, though. That red-headed cowpoke split your lip wide open.
Yeah? Before I get through, there's going to be a lot more than lips split open around here. Come on back in my office. You and I got a lot of talking to do. Come on. Get that door open.
Take it easy, Fargo.
Red-headed troublemaker ain't going to be so easy to handle.
You can say that again.
And if we let him hang around too long, we may miss the boat.
Yeah, boat? You mean we may miss the train.
Never mind what I mean. That railroad agent will be back in town Friday. If we can't deliver the Chinaman's corner, you know what's going to happen. He'll go straight to them himself.
Well, I don't know why they can't build that freight station someplace else.
Go argue with the railroad. Once those big corporation guys make up their minds, they don't budge.
Well, I don't see why Hopkins don't pay him something and buy the place from him.
Hopkins shell out his own dough? He's so tight every time anyone walks into his bank and asks for a loan, he acts like he's got apoplexy.
Well, we got to do something, and we got to do it quick.
First thing we got to do is get rid of Red Ryder. If we let him stay around town, he'll dump our apple cart sure as shooting.
Well, he ain't the kind of a monkey you can get rid of, Fargo. He don't scare at all.
Who said anything about scare? That kind's better off laying nice and comfortable under a headstone.
Yeah, and if that's what you want, I'll do the job free for nothing.
All right. I don't want any kickbacks on this. You get a couple of the boys and lay for him. I want it to look like he picked a fight.
Yeah, by the time he gets through with this thing, it's going to look like he picked 10 fights, all rolled into one.
You better make mighty sure he's not the one who walks away. Because with Hopkins ready to pay us $5,000 for getting that corner for him, you may want to live to collect your share.
Want any more pumpkin pie, little beaver?
We want them, okay. But no can eat them unless become cow and have two tummy.
Oh, you'd make a fine-looking calf, little beaver. Change your feather for two little horns, and you'd have every cow in the pasture flirting with you.
You make it all the time a hip funny joke, Michelano.
I'm afraid the time for joking is over, Arching. Well, come on, little beaver. We'll go out and prowl this town over for trouble.
Yeah. You better be careful, Miss Elida. Confucius, he say, trouble like angry lion. Once catch him by tail, always too late to let it go.
Well, if you hear any roaring down the street, better come on the double and bring your wild animal trap, because the lion I'm looking for may turn out to be a rattler and three coyotes. All right, little beaver, let's go. This isn't a bad little town, is it, Papoose?
Maybe so. The town got him plenty bad, man. Look him. Same man you shot him gun away from before with two other polecats.
Well, maybe what Confucius say is going to come true a lot sooner than we expected. Now take it easy, little beaver, and act as if we hadn't seen anything. I want them to make the first move.
Ain't there enough room on the street for you? Do you have to walk all over my feet?
I wouldn't if you kept your feet where they belong.
One of them smart jaspers, eh? Well, maybe this will teach you something.
Hold free of it. Unless you're tired of living, keep your hands away from those guns.
Grab him, boy.
Come on!
Get him, boy!
Gang up on me, have you? Well, this is one way of getting rid of a couple. Covering two of you like this, and then just bouncing your skulls together lightly like this.
You knock them head together good, Red Rider. Sound them like all empty inside.
You big ape. You'll pay for that.
I'll be glad to pay for it, mister. And suppose you consider this for the first two payments.
Red Rider, him try and get gun.
That's what I call begging for it. Now, drop that. Let go of that gun.
Oh!
You're a bigger fool than you look. Now, if you got any sense at all, you and your two friends will hightail it out of here.
Come on, boys. I want to order this redhead a funeral.
Why, sure.
You sure like them when you con kids together. Me try that one have next fight at school.
You try that, little beaver, and I'll turn you over my knee and conk the seat of your pants. That's one thing that I... Well, hello, Miss Betty.
Mr. Ryder, I saw that. Those men were just waiting to pick a fight with you.
Sidewinders like them see him Red Ryder's hair. It's like wave them red flag in front of bull.
Oh, red flag or not, you certainly gave them just what they deserved.
Do you happen to know who they are, Miss Betty?
No. But they just went into the Silver Saddle, so I imagine they're friends of Fargo Vixen's. They're a mean lot.
Have you any idea why Vixen has taken a sudden dislike to those two Chinese?
I certainly haven't. And if you can find out and do something about it, you'll be doing this town a big favor. Lucin and Ah Ching are respected members of the community.
Well, the best way to get any information is to go right to headquarters. So if you'll stay here with Miss Betty, little beaver, I think I'll drop in and have a little powwow with Fargo Vixen while he's still able to talk.
Let me tell you something, Ryder. You're barking up the wrong tree.
I wonder. You know, there's some trees some folks might be tempted to use unless you behave yourself. I once saw a man whipped out of town with sycamore branches. He made a pretty funny sight, Fargo.
There are other uses for trees, Ryder. We got some nice pines in the hills around here. They cut down easy. Two men could build a 6-foot box so fast it'd make your head swim.
As long as they're about it, you might have them build four more. Because you and your boys will be needing them at the same time.
All right, you shut your mouth off, Ryder, and you've had your say. Now, suppose you get up and ankle out of here before you give my place a bad name.
Leaving a place like yours is one thing I always enjoy. And I've got an idea that before the week is over, any bad name it might have will be cleaned up along with the rest of the town.
We return to the adventures of Red Ryder in just a moment. But before continuing tonight's story, Red Ryder himself has a message for you.
Oh, steady, fella. Howdy, boys and girls. Now, I know all of you want to be strong and healthy, so I'm going to tell you how Little Beaver and myself keep in shape. We get plenty of sleep and exercise, and we eat plenty of good, nourishing food for energy and strength. For instance, we always eat Langendorf bread with every meal. Oh, it tastes mighty good, and it contains the food values folks need for strength and energy. So when you or your mother go to the store, do like Little Beaver and I do, and get Langendorf bread. The bread judged America's finest.
Well, Red Rider, when you tell them boys and girls about new Red Rider Club?
Well, that's a big surprise that isn't quite ready yet, Little Beaver. But it's going to be a club that every boy and girl can join without buying a thing. So don't miss a single program, boys and girls, because I'm going to tell you all about the new Red Rider Club very soon now.
Returning to the little town of Shawnee, where Red Rider and Little Beaver have come to find out why Ching Hao's cousin, Lu Sin, and his restaurant partner, Ah Ching, are being threatened and ordered to move out of town, we find Fargo Vixen in his private office behind the Silver Saddle Cafe, talking to his hard-bitten hireling.
You don't blame it all on us, Fargo.
Shut up! I'm doing the telling around here, and if you don't want to listen, we can make it permanent.
Okay, Fargo, but this thing's got me on edge. You know what Hopkins said. Either we run them fellows out of town or we don't get a red cent.
Yeah? Who is it?
Me, Fargo. Hopkins.
Now, all of you, keep your trap shut. Come in, Hopkins.
Well, I imagine you men know what I'm doing here.
Sure, Mr. Hopkins. We were just talking about it.
Talk. I'm sick and tired of your talking. I want action. By thunder, that's just what I'm going to have.
And that's just what you're going to get. I've got an idea that's going to take care of everything.
Well, what is it?
Well, with Ryder in town and snooping around, everything we planned hasn't worked out the way it would have.
Oh.
So I figure, why should we lead with our chins? Get blamed for everything.
I don't see what you mean.
I mean there are other ways of running those two out of town and taking over their property without us lifting a finger. Just suppose all the people around here suddenly got the idea that this town was no place for a couple of Chinese.
And where are they going to get such an idea?
That won't be hard. All we got to do is call a meeting. You know how mobs are, like a bunch of sheep. Just let you get up on that platform and tell them it's un-American to have those fellows in the community. They'll do the rest.
Why, Daniel, I think you're right. And the bigger and the bolder the lies you tell, the more apt they'll be to swallow them.
Now we're getting places. Why should we risk our necks when gossip and rumor will do the job for us?
As the banker of the town, I could probably get up and whip them into a state where they'll run loose in out of town on a rail.
Of course you can. And by noontime tomorrow, you'll be back laying $5,000 right here on my desk.
Among you who doesn't want the town of Shawnee to be honest and clean and decent. But I ask you, what sort of a town are we building when foreigners can come here and open business?
Yeah!
This town is for Americans. I say if we don't get rid of the undesirables, your ranches won't be worth a nickel. Or else these foreigners will have you right under their thumb.
Well, what are we waiting for?
I say let's go!
Just a minute, man.
Who is
this guy?
You know what you're acting like? Remind me of a herd of yearlings being stampeded. Now, what sort of man is this banker of yours that he try and turn you against Lu Sin and Ah Ching? Or maybe Mr. Hopkins never heard of the Constitution or the Bill of Rights. Now, this is one country where every man has a chance to live and to live decently, regardless of his race, creed, or color. These two Chinese are upright members of this community. They've helped to build up the town.
Why don't you shut up?
Throw him out!
Ride that redhead out of town on a rail.
All right. You don't have to throw me out. If that's the kind of people you really are, I can't wait to get out of here soon enough. But if there's any honesty and justice left any place in this country, this town will be wiped off the map before you know it. Come on, Little Beaver. Let's get the odor of this place out of our clothes.
Horses. We're running those foreigners out of town.
Everybody out! We're holding a deportation party.
pine grove and bring plenty of tar and feathers.
You savvy, Ah Ching and me have makey talkie, Miss Elida. We decide, maybe so better, we go before shooting any trouble come.
No, no, it's not right. It's not fair.
No. If you want him away, you're not good American. Good American. He stay and fight until last drop.
Spoken like a major, Little Beaver. You know, going to that meeting gives me an idea. Now, why does Hopkins, the banker, suddenly pop up spreading dissension and hatred?
Oh, we know Mr. Hopkins plenty long time. Oh, yeah, yeah. Anything Mr. Hopkins do got something to do with the money.
That's just what I was thinking. Now, seeing that thin, hard mouth of his made me feel I was looking at a shark instead of a man.
Yeah, but shark, you can catch him on hook.
That's only half right, Little Beaver. Shark, you can catch him on hook only if you've got the right bait. And I'm willing to wager that by the time I get through, Hopkins and Vixen and their entire crew will be out of water and gasping like fish on dry land.
Mr. Ryder, I don't understand.
I'd stop and explain the whole thing to you, Miss Betty, except that every second we waste may mean your father's in more danger.
What kind of danger?
Well, if you must know, I think he's locked in the vault of the bank.
Locked in the vault?
Yeah, that's what I'm afraid of, and that's why I came over here to you. I thought you might have the keys of the bank and know the combination of the vault.
Oh, this is terrible. I know how to get in all right, but... Well, to be honest with you, Mr. Ryder, Mr. Hopkins is not my real father. He was my father's brother and adopted me a few years ago when my father was killed in a gun battle over the mortgage on our place. And he's never fully trusted me.
Yeah, can't tell him all right.
His just being your guardian makes me feel a lot better about it. But if he's in trouble, don't you think we'd better do what we can right now? If he is in the vault, he'll suffocate inside an hour.
Well, all right, Mr. Ryder. I'll get the keys and go with you. There. Come on in.
Close that door, Little Beaver, and keep your eye on it.
I've never tried the combination before, but...
Suppose you just read it off to me from the paper, huh?
All right. 22 left, 14 right, 0.
That does it. Now, to swing the door open.
But he's not in there. Mr. Ryder...
No, Miss Betty, but I've got a hunch that there's something in there that I'd like to find.
You mean you talked me into opening this so that you could ransack the bank?
I'll have to admit to the first part of it, but the only thing I'm going to remove from that vault won't be anything that's valuable to the bank. The only value it will be to the entire town of Shawnee.
Why, you... If you take one step toward me,
I'm sorry, Miss Betty. This has got to be done, and done fast.
Oh, you...
Just stand quietly. This must be it here. This box marked bank correspondence. Well, now, right on top.
Oh, you cheap four-flusher. You ought to be ashamed of yourself.
That's where you're wrong, Miss Betty. Mr. Hopkins, your guardian, is the one who should be ashamed of himself. Here's a letter from the railroad saying they're building a line into Shawnee and need the corner Lucin's restaurant is on for their freight depot.
Oh, I don't believe it.
Then maybe you'll believe this. Now, these papers show Hopkins stole that ranch from your father and had him killed when he protested. Now, will you believe
it? Ryder, hurry! Here comes Mr. Hopkins!
Thanks, Little Beaver. Get behind that door, and when he comes in, well, you know what to do.
You bet your Red Ryder. Me do him.
And now, Miss Betty, if you'll just stand out of the way, I'm afraid there's going to be trouble.
Don't go for your gun, Ryder, because the one I'm holding's apt to go off.
I never argue with a man who's got me covered.
And as for you, young lady, I'll have no more pity on you than I will on this crook that you helped.
Pity? That's something I wouldn't expect to find in your blood, you hypocritical old...
Are you ungrateful?
That's the last woman you're going to slap.
Let me go.
You're going, and right now.
Mr. Ryder, look. Fargo and his gang are coming.
That's just what the doctor ordered. I sent Little Beaver to tell them that Hopkins was absconding with the money. All right, come on, Hopkins. You'd better wake up. There's a reception committee coming to call on you.
What?
Betty, hurry. We'll hide in here.
Well, I saw that Injun kid was telling the truth. Cleaning out the bank, were you, Hopkins? Ready to make a getaway.
No.
Why, you...
Well, Fargo, you got to listen. I didn't open the vault.
No. I suppose a ghost did it. Trying to frame us into doing your dirty work, running those two poor Chinese out of town, and you trying to hog all the money. Well, we'll see about that.
You're right, Fargo. We will see about that. Well, now drop those guns.
Ryder, why, you double-dealing cheap. Asa, get him!
And don't think I won't.
Fire! Little Beaver, get the sheriff, because when I get through here, this jail's going to be full to the brim.
Now the rest of you, get those hands up and start walking.
You savvy, Miss Elida. We think of you very fine number one American man, see? You please take this jade ring in appreciation of a poor Chinese man affection.
Thank you, Lucien. I'm going to give it to my aunt, the Duchess. And as for you, Miss Betty, now that you've got your ranch back, well, I'll be tickled to have one of your home-cooked meals next time I pass through these parts again.
Oh, could if I miss it, Lila. You're plenty fine American fighting, man.
That's what Americans are for. Live good and do good.
Well, let's see you do some good, Little Beaver, and start that pinto.
Goodbye, Mr. Ryder. Bye.
Get him up, Papoose. Get along. Get!
Start running, old fella. Head for the plains. Come on, Thunder.
See why hatreds and distrust can't last long in this land we're all fighting for today. Hopkins, the banker, and his gunslinging Confederates will have plenty of time to learn their lessons in their cold, narrow jail cells for years to come. And as America's fighting cowboy rides off with Little Beaver, he is heading down the trail that leads to trouble again, to challenge Jinx Lascar on his own grounds. So be sure to join us next time when Red rides into Rayata Falls in a cloud of dust and singing lead. Red Rider comes to you each Tuesday, Thursday, and Saturday over these same stations. Tune in again next Saturday at 7:30 p.m. Red Rider is presented for your enjoyment by Langendorf, bakers of the bread that stays deliciously fresh longer. We've all heard the old saying, don't put off until tomorrow what you can do today. And folks, that's a good motto for all of us in working for America's gigantic war effort. It is up to each one of us to see that America's courageous fighting men get the guns, ammunition, and tanks they must have to win. And we can do this by buying United States war bonds and stamps, as many as we can, as often as we can. Remember that your purchases of war bonds and stamps not only help to smash the Axis, but also build a savings fund for your future. And remember, too, that fresh and tasty Langendorf bread will help keep you physically fit to do your bit. It contains nerve and energy vitamin B1, plus dextrose, the world's greatest quick energy food. So at your grocer's tomorrow, get the bread judged America's finest, fresh and tasty Langendorf bread.
Red Rider came to you from Hollywood. This is the Blue Network.